You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Super Bowl is going down on Sunday, and the restaurants in New Orleans have been very, very busy. Mm-hmm. Justin Kennedy is the owner of Parkway Bakery, just 7 minutes from Bourbon Street. You are very busy, from what I understand.
Yeah, usually. How are y'all doing, Anna and Raven? Pleasure to be on the show.
We love having you.
We're fantastic. Is it always like this? Is it any different for the Super Bowl? Is it busier?
Well, Parkway's a pretty busy sandwich shop. That's what we do. We're a po' boy shop. And, the po' boys are big city sandwich. And most of these big sandwiches in cities, they come from a history. And our history was rooted in 1929, the height of the Great Depression. The main way to get around the city was the New Orleans streetcar. And when the hard times hit, the conductors of those cars weren't getting paid, so they striked. And some former conductors and opened a grocery store before the hard times hit. They got wind that their boys weren't getting paid. They said, come to our shop and we'll feed you. We'll feed our poor boys. And they had French bread, fried potatoes, and roast beef gravy. And that was the first po' boy sandwich ever made. And Parkway Bakery, my place, is actually older than the po' boy sandwich. It was a bakery opened in 1911. And they were making sandwiches as well. But the French bread was like shaped like a football. It was wide in the middle and skinny on the ends. And so when this po' boy sandwich was invented, when the soup line was lining up, the guy that got the end piece would get the little chintzy piece, and the guy that got the middle piece would get the big fat piece. So they come up with a special loaf consistent to beginning to end called the po' boy loaf, and it was a 36-inch loaf, 3 feet. And that's when it turned to, like, a craze, and Parkway jumped on that bandwagon, too. So we didn't invent it. We are older than the sandwich itself. But we jumped on board when it got popular. Been doing it ever since the 20s.
Justin, this is an amazing history to me. First off, nobody tells a story like the South, which I love just to hear the history of this. But 114 years your place of business has been operating in New Orleans.
It outlasts generations, man. I'll be dead and gone one day. Somebody's going to be running this joint. It'll be here. It's one of those kind of places, you know?
My gosh, a shrimp po' boy is my favorite sandwich in the whole world, and I'm scrolling through your menu and my mouth is watering. But can you tell us about the James Brown, because I just feel like people should know that exists in this world.
All the sandwiches are pretty old school: shrimp, roast beef, catfish, hot sausage, hamburgers, stuff like that. And then you got one called the James Brown, like a gimmicky name. Like, what's that about? Well, they have a po' boy festival every year. And there's competition at this festival, but everybody comes to this fest. You don't even have to be a po' boy shop. Everybody comes and puts their best foot forward. But you got to go out there with something different, something crazy, or you're not going to win anything. You can't just bring your status quo, even if it's good. So I brought this one with a layer of slow-roasted barbecue beef, a layer of fried shrimp, pepper jack cheese on top of that, put a hot sauce mayo on top of that, and dress it on that toasted French bread with lettuce, tomato, pickle. And that's called the James Brown.
It makes me want to wear an open-chested spandex outfit and slide across the stage, my friend.
And Justin, what's the energy like with the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday?
The energy is hype down here. I mean, you got all your big media down here, all your superstars, and, of course, everybody it attracts. You got to make hay when the sun's shining.
Right.
And these hotels are very expensive, right? So they book 4-day packages, Thursday through Sunday. Hundreds of thousands of people.
Crazy.
So we're just gearing up for it.
Justin Kennedy's owner of Parkway Bakery, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it. And happy Super Bowl weekend.
You. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Who y'all rooting for?
Who that?
No.
The Saints.
Yeah. Who that? They'll be on the sidelines.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.